Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you from in front of a professional audience at the Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles. It's Thursday,
August
11th, 2016. Sprecken Z name tags? I think there's going to be a bunch tonight. Yes, very nice. Except Jen, all the way from St. Louis. Yeah, brought her name tag in her carry-on or her packed bag. This thing I saw today on the Twitter, it's Daredevil, because your name is Dara. And it's, flip it around and show everybody sitting behind you. The only. It's like super, super duper creative. Like, how did you. What is it made out of?
It's foam and glue and paint.
Yeah. What, you made it?
We made it.
Oh, team effort.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's great.
Yeah. It's really cool looking. We'll see if it gets chosen, but whether it gets chosen or not, either way, I want to get a picture of it. Or I guess I could just retweet the one you already sent me on Twitter. I saw the Brockfist Club on Twitter. Your last name is Brock? Yeah, because that would be a horrible first name for a lady. Well, this isn't a terrible idea, taking the mic out and getting closer so I could actually read these things. 20,000 Lawrences Under the Sea. That sounds like a horrifying movie. Just dealing with a bunch of guys. It's Lawrence. Don't call me Larry. This hunt for Reed October is so small. It's one of the smaller name tags I've seen. Steve Wars, that's good. What, is it a particular episode? Episode
1183.
Oh, and the date. Right. Yeah, yeah. He had to double check. He had to look at it again. the Drews Brothers. It's a lovely drawing. Yeah, it's no Daredevil, but it's pretty creative. All right, great job, everybody. Thank you for bringing name tags. I know people that live in Los Angeles have a lot more to worry about than their name tag. They got their whole careers. Pasha of Persia?
Yep.
Okay. And what's your say? Natashawn of the Dead. Very nice. All right, my guests are going to have some tough choices to make. Doug Plugs, San Francisco, finally here this Saturday, August 13th, is your lucky day because I'm interrupting the classic The Rock in the Majestic. This guy's enjoying the idea of it. He's not going to be there because he probably lives here, but it's at the Majestic Castro Theater. Tuesday night, Doug Loves Movies is over at UCB Franklin at 9:30. And on Wednesday, August 17th, Doug Loves Movies is in Chicago at Thalia Hall, which I'm told is kind of a far-reaching, that's not the right way to say it, but it's on the outskirts of Chicago. I think it's in a place called Pilsen or something like that. Anyway, you guys will figure it out. Chicago knows what to do. But LA friends, do not miss Tuesday's show. Seriously. Nashville, Seattle, Denver, Orlando, Dallas, Boston, you all get Doug Loves Movies tapings in the next couple of months. DougLovesMovies.com is the place to go to get into those shows. Have I mentioned that if you're in LA on Tuesday, you should go to DLM at the UCB Theater, Franklin location? Yes. Yes, I have. Somebody do a shh back there in that room. They're just so loud in the room waiting to come on. That's very excited guests. From the corrections department, in the Sirius XM episode of Doug Loves Movies on Opie Radio. Did anybody hear that? Does anybody here subscribe to Sirius XM? And one guy? That's cool. We opened the show up to some new listeners. But for those of you who are listening to this and heard it, I said that music from Pulp Fiction was from Reservoir Dogs. I don't know how I could have made such a horrible mistake at 9 a.m. It won't happen again until it happens again. And no, I didn't have any weed is not the reason. You know, 9 a.m. doesn't stop me from smoking weed. I got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt in the prize bag. We've got a, I'll unbox it in a second, but we got a box from our friends at Loot Crate. I was on at midnight last night and lost to my good friend Jimmy Pardo. Former good friend Jimmy Pardo. And but so I had to bring the box of D-Luscious cookies that they give every guest on that show. I saw a play in New York, a very moving, powerful play called The Humans, and I saved my sippy cup. They give you, you know, I ordered a vodka and they give it to you in a sippy cup. And I think they didn't even put ice in it because it was a drama and they didn't want the sound of the ice clinking in somebody's glass. And, oh, this is nice. Completely unopened. It's a Lenny Kravitz CD. It's called Baptism. And I love when they have to guess what the hit singles are going to be on a CD because it's like featuring the songs Where Are We Running and California. Two great Lenny Kravitz songs that none of us know. A little pipe from friends over at Peacemaker. And okay, so that's all the stuff I brought, but let's dig into the Loot Crate. Loot Crate has so much great stuff in it that when you unpack it, it's hard to get it all back in into the same box. Look at this, a fucking Labyrinth. David Bowie t-shirt is in there. And whatever's in this, let me pull it out. Let me whip it out, or can I? Wait, what is this thing? I don't know what that thing is. I don't have time to get into it. Oh, some socks that, what's the theme of these socks?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, thank you. You guys are great readers, says Harry Potter right on there. And, a pin, there's always a pin, and I don't know what, that's probably like a Harry Potter thing too. And so Loot Crate, lots of stuff in there, and fun to unbox. Every day is Christmas, well, every month there's one day of Christmas. if you subscribe to Loot Crate, $3 off if you use the code that I'll mention in the ad that's coming up later in the show. All right, I brought all that stuff. My guests brought some stuff. I'm excited about this lineup. We got a newbie and two oldbies, so let's get them out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Dan Trachtenberg and Eliza Schlesinger and Kurt Braunohler. Hey, you guys.
Hi.
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 Yeah, sure. Use your microphone. Why not?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Let's say hello to the first-time guest first. I know, you know, a lot of people like ladies first, but I like the to talk to the virgins first. Please give a big warm welcome to Dan Trachtenberg, everybody.
Hello.
In case you didn't recognize the name, director of 10 Cloverfield Lane. One of the best movies so far this year. When did that come out? February?
March 11th.
March 11th. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you never forget. And and we were talking backstage about how there might be more sort of things from that universe that J.J. Abrams is going to produce.
Possibly.
Maybe, but I'm you're not allowed to say anything?
Yeah, that's a place that's pretty secretive.
Do you have like a next project lineup, another feature?
I actually just got back from London shooting an episode of Black Mirror.
Nice!
Which will be out, that'll be out in October 21st. There's another batch of six, and I'm the sixth episode.
Can you say whether or not John Hamm was in your episode?
I can, he's not, sorry. Unfortunately.
Have you ever met him?
I've not.
He's so nice.
Yeah.
Very sweet fellow.
I like him a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been on the show a few times, and that's really the only thing I know about Black Mirror, other than it's also people love it.
You have to watch. You have to.
It's the best show.
Yeah, it's very phenomenal. Good.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, man. That's really awesome. Eliza Schlesinger is here, everybody.
Hello. Thank you. Yes.
Return guest to the show.
Yeah.
And
I won last time.
I was. You said that before I got out. Ultra competitive. So we got a couple of what I assume are big nerds here on the panel with you.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure they love that you assume that.
Well, I mean, seriously, dude, look at this shirt the dude's wearing. He's got a shirt designed by Rob Schraub that is a movie that doesn't exist.
Indeed. It's in our movie, though.
But it's in 10 Cloverfield Lane. That's what they're watching at one point in the bunker.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
It's very cool. Yes. did people get super tired of being in that bunker even though it was just a film set?
Well.
Like, did they feel like... That's what I do. I introduce the next guest and then go right back to what I'm really interested in. I got a lot of John Goodman questions. Does he ever say yabba dabba doo just in casual conversation?
He did drop a Lebowski moment for, and everyone like got really quiet.
Was there somebody there named Donnie and he told them to do something?
Shut
the fuck up.
I am often Danny, and I was hoping at least once he would... tell me to shut the fuck up, but it didn't happen.
No, that's too bad.
It's a good thing, ultimately.
All right. Well, thank you for coming back here, Eliza, and I hope...
Thank you.
I wish you luck in today's games.
Thank you.
And Kurt Braunohler's here, everybody.
Hello. I am the opposite of hyper-competitive. I am here to lose. I am not good at games of any kind.
Well, I think you and Eliza, though, should at least say in unison, welcome to IKEA. It's a real Scandinavian thing going on that end of the panel. It's swarthier on this end.
Please check out the Bjorks.
It gets more Eastern that way. Should we do it? Should we say it?
Yeah. How is your team doing in the Olympics, you guys?
We're not competitive. We don't know. Oh, we were saying... Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to IKEA.
Oh, that's, you know how to say it and everything. Very nice.
And Kurt, this is your 15th time on the show.
Ooh, I don't know if it's that many times.
It's nowhere near that many times.
Maybe five.
I just picked a number. Yeah, it might be more around five.
But yeah.
You're a 15-time guest to me.
Thank you.
What does it say on your mug?
Says I want to be a pretty girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds a little competitive.
Oh, fighting words.
No, I mean, if I really was competitive, I'd be a pretty girl. It's just I've been pushing it down.
And what's in that mug, just out of curiosity?
That's a vodka soda.
There you go.
Just to wake up a little bit, guys.
Yeah, he drinks to wake up. He drinks to get a little energy going.
That's it's the truth. It gives me a little bit of juice. That's what I call it, my juice. And when I wake up, I go, I got my juice. First thing in the morning.
It's a Danish thing.
It's a Danish thing. You guys wouldn't get it.
Yeah. It's a Scandinavian callback. Fuck you guys.
You know Danish is a different... Wait. All right, forget it.
It's a whole region. Danish.
Don't get into
it. Thing.
Yeah,
all right,
let's not offend
They're
anybody.
All just fucking Nazis to us, right?
They love podcasts there, so
yeah.
I don't want to risk offending anybody.
Look,
Dan, what do you have there for the old prize bag?
Oh, this is very special.
Interesting, top secret looking envelope.
This is I gotta talk.
You want me to take it out and while you talk about it?
This is an unsleeved, naked VHS cassette of You Can't Do That on Television.
Oh. Holy shit!
I ordered this on eBay.
That's awesome.
Along with Salute Your Shorts and some others.
Wow.
And I don't even know if it came with the sleeve, but it's great. Now you have to hunt down a VCR.
We're looking at this like
this.
It's a moon rock.
I know.
Like we've never, like, oh man!
Have you ever watched this episode?
This is, I think, many episodes.
Oh.
I received it. Haven't watched it. I think they may even be on YouTube, so this is sort of obsolete. But
yeah, it's a VHS tape. Still. It's obsolete.
No, there's some hipster's got a VHS VCR.
Someone's
VHS
got it.
VCR.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, and you brought it in an 8x10 envelope.
Well, I just didn't want to.
Which is how all the VHS tapes are carried. Right. And thank you so much for bringing
it. Sure.
Awesome.
Wow, you really went crazy. Do you not have any like 10 Cloverfield Lane posters or DVDs or anything like that?
Yeah, man.
Not on me. We just moved recently, and I was asking my wife where we keep those things. And didn't
did a my wife joke.
Couldn't locate it. Yeah.
What about Black Mirror stuff?
Yeah, I don't. They didn't give me any cool swag.
But you could take like stuff like paper towels, snacks.
Well, I mean, I can get paper towels and say they were from Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Do you guys know why it's called Black Mirror? By the way.
Yes.
Why is it called?
Oh, here we go.
Because it's this. This is the Black Mirror, right?
Yes. Yeah.
The Black Mirror on the phone.
Yeah. When it's turned
not just
off.
The phone, but like television screens.
Yeah.
All the screens. They're all black.
It's anything commentary that's turned on off the future of Black technology. Mirror.
I thought it was because it was like a dark reflection on society. You know?
Yeah. That too. No. That too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also. So I think it's an Arcade Fire. It's like the name of an Arcade Fire tracker.
That's first and foremost. That's, it's that.
Yeah.
Remember the one where she's like, "White bear, white bear."
You are a fan. Awesome.
Remember white bear? White bear.
That's why these two haven't seen 10 Cloverfield Lane. It's because they're just at home watching Black Mirror.
Yeah. White bear. Black bear.
What'd you bring for the bag, Eliza?
Okay. I brought two things. And then one thing, I brought this today because we got a box of these. It's my stand-up special, but I'm not sure if it's a DVD or a CD. So if it's a CD, it goes in the same bucket as VHS tape. But it's funny because I didn't know this was going to be the artwork on the cover, and it's black and white except for the pink stripe in my hair. So it's kind of like Schindler's List, like the little girl with like the red. I felt like you guys would like that, only it's like a lot funnier.
It's a fun nod to Schindler's List.
Yeah, it's
I
a
like
nod.
That.
And then this is a keychain from my new special because it's about not what you want to give to the audience, but what you have in your office. So we have that. And then this, a Danish... Speaking of, boom. Skincare company sent me a lot of products, but I don't know much about Danish skincare, and I'm kind of like into what I put on my face, so I brought it for you to see if you like it. It seems fine. It just says zero color fragrance.
They just saw you and they're like, you seem Danish.
You see,
put this on your
me.
Fucking face.
And it's only SPF 15, which I guess they don't have a lot of sun there. But anyways, it seems fine. And I Googled it, and the products are worth a decent amount of money. So I have not used it. There you go.
And I've discerned that this is a CD.
It's a CD? That's so shitty. Why would they make that? I'm sorry.
People still like a hard copy, you know, CD.
I'll sign it. You can have a coaster.
Yeah, there you go. Here, I got a Sharpie. Let's go ahead. You can go ahead and sign it right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be right here.
Yeah. Kurt, what do you got?
All right. I always bring something shitty, so I thought I'd bring something good. This is, first off, it has a carrying case, little bag. This is kind of cool. It's like this bamboo speaker. It's made by Symphonized, and it's like rechargeable, and it's fucking loud as shit. And I kind of don't know why I'm giving it away. I'm not sponsored by them. This wasn't swag or anything. I'm just giving you something I bought. But if Symphonized wants to get in touch with me, I do look like your products, although it doesn't seem like it because I'm giving them away for free. But it's cool. It's like a little bamboo wood speaker.
Yeah, I like it. Pass it down here because I might hang on to that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The people never complain when I, you know, take something out of the prize bag.
When you get the prize bag, if that's not in there, please get in touch with me. All right? We got to break this cycle.
What do these things go for, like retail?
I think $50.
It has the same feeling of, like, if you turned it like that, it would go...
Yep. It's the exact same size of a moo cow.
A moo cow.
Well, there you go. All of that stuff is in the bag, so it's pretty good...
It's a great bag, guys.
There's so much in the bag. I had to kick the cookies out of the bag, so the cookies will be separate.
Cookies?
So, yeah, don't worry. They're not heavy cookies at all. Those will go down real nice. Dan, what was the last motion picture you saw?
Last movie I saw was Aladdin, actually. Disney's Aladdin, the cartoon. I watched it on Blu-ray a couple nights ago.
Why did that happen?
Why did that happen? I bought it. It's one of my favorites. My favorite of the Disney cartoons. And I hadn't watched it. And I discovered the Blu-ray when moving. And it's delightful, that movie. Charming movie.
I'm pretty sure, not to bring everybody down, but this is probably the anniversary of the passing of the great Robin Williams.
Yeah. 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Wow. But today?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Today, yeah. And, you know, I don't care for the movie Hook, and everybody knows that. And my Twitter feed has been flooded with people sending me pictures of they reunited all the kids
I
from
saw
Hook.
That. I am a fan, by the way.
Right? Well, they reunited them as a tribute to Robin Williams, and I find that very sweet, but people keep sending the picture like, fuck you, Doug. The Lost Boys are alive, and they're going to come get you. And so I have very, very mixed feelings about it because I am sad about Robin Williams, but I will never, that won't make me like Hook. It's not going to turn me around. But it's nice to hear that you liked it.
By the way, I also love toys.
What?
Maybe.
I'm glad I love the movie you made. Because your taste is
nothing like toys.
Yeah. Nothing like toys. Yeah. Very different from toys. Yeah. I doubt there's a single toy in 10 Cloverfield Lane. Eliza, what was the last movie you saw?
Well, I watched Sideways last night because we were drinking wine all day. And I was like, this is the best one. But in theaters, the last movie, and this is more impressive to you guys, I saw that documentary Tickled.
Oh, and?
And it was super weird.
It seems so weird.
It makes you so uncomfortable. It's very weird.
I don't know it. Tell me about it.
It's a doc. Have you seen it or heard
of
it?
I have not seen it, but people have spoken of it. And I have mixed feelings about whether I want to see it or not.
Well, I won't spoil anything for you, except for the ending. It's a documentary. It's basically this New Zealand journalist. He sees this video online about competitive tickling. And it sounds ridiculous, and it's so funny. And it's these guys, and they're in like sports uniforms, and they're tickling each other. One guy's tied up, the other guy's tickling him. So just like you right now, you're like, oh, I want to know more about that, but like kind of keep my distance. So he emails the company that makes the videos, and this is all in a documentary, and the company is so angry back to him, and they start calling him like fag, and they're like, we don't want your journalism, get the fuck out of here, and they start harassing him. So he, as a journalist, wants to dig deeper. He is gay, by the way. It's like the fag was like extra pointed when they called him that. It wasn't just like a thing. And so then it becomes, the whole documentary becomes not about why is that thing, but like who's putting these videos out there and why are they so protective and so angry. So it's like this deep dive into this like weird wormhole. about who's making these videos.
Because I guess maybe these tickling people are kind of embarrassed about it.
It's just, so
it's
much
like, kind
more
of like
than
Fight
that.
Club, you know? Don't talk about Tickle Club.
It's like it's this like weird manipulative. I don't want to give anything away, but it goes in this weird like people being manipulated, and then you find out who's behind it and why, and it's just this very like disconcerting. You're watching it, you leave the theater like it, you feel bad saying you were entertained because it's so fucking weird.
Turns out SeaWorld is behind all of it. And it's really a sequel movie to Blackfish, and I don't think they'll be around much longer.
How much tickling is in the movie? It sounds
not
like there's a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, not as much as one would hope. I thought it was going to be like, look at the sport of competitive tickling. And it takes a sharp left. And it gets very dark. Go see it on a date if you're both happy people. If you're not, you're not going to want to go out again. It's a very uncomfortable movie.
All right, let's talk about Sideways some more because okay.
That's what I watched last
night. I love that movie.
It's a phenomenal film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Giamatti wasn't even nominated for that movie.
What?
I know. Or American Splendor.
And he's not going to get anything
two
for
years in a row. No, and he's not. Maybe not. Who knows? Maybe a Golden
I love
Globe.
Billions. I love it when Billions gets mad and he does stuff.
Billions?
Yeah. His name in the show is Billions?
His name
yeah,
is
he's
Billions.
Always just like, I'm Mr. Yeah. Billions and I don't give a shit. I love
stomp.
That part of Billions.
I had no idea that it was
no,
his
it's
name.
Not. That's not his name.
No.
I call
it's
him,
not his name.
I call
it's
him
not his name.
He has a real, I call him Billions. I call him Bobby Billions.
Bobby Billions.
What are you doing, Bobby Billions?
What do you call Damian Lewis's character? Isn't he rich also, maybe?
Yeah, he's Bobby Millionaires. I don't even know.
You don't own a TV, do you?
Nope.
Really weren't.
I painted one on my wall and I look at it. Yeah. Black Mirror.
It's kind of a Black Mirror, yes.
Yeah.
Racing for that one. What was the last movie you saw, Kurt?
The Nice Guys. Yes! Yes! The Nice Guys is a fucking amazing movie.
Yeah, it's
and
really
I don't
good.
Feel like it got enough press.
It did not.
Oh, such a good movie.
We had writer-director Shane Black in the very seat that you're sitting
oh,
in.
Oh, man, I'm going to come right now.
When that movie came out. And I kind of stutteringly apologized
right?
to him for people not getting how great it is.
It's so amazing. I was really blown away.
Yeah, it's so good. So if you haven't seen it yet, check out.
The Nice Guys.
The Nice Guys. I almost call it The Other Guys.
Yeah, I want to call
I mean, I
it
think
two
that's
guys.
Problem one, is it's just got a too generic of a title.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It makes
call
a lot of
guys,
sense
yeah.
when you see the movie, because it's funny that his business card says that, and he's yeah. a fucking shitty lawyer.
Was it The Other Guys, the one with Will Ferrell and
mm-hmm.
Mark
Yeah,
Wahlberg?
That was The Other Guys.
I love that
the
movie.
The Other Nice Guys. You did?
I really liked it. He has a great line in it. He threatens to lock him up in the Federal Reserve, and he's like, I don't think you understand what that is. I think it's a great snubbed line. Great.
And the end sequence of that movie is basically, I think, a more clear version of, people are going to hate me for saying this, the movie he just did that was nominated for every Oscar. What's that?
The Big Short.
The Big Short, yeah. The end credits of the Other Guys like goes through the financial crisis with graphics and super clear. And
oh, yeah.
It does?
The Big Short was great.
Totally, yeah.
I've never seen The Other Guys. I had no idea.
It's a cool movie.
I haven't seen it either.
Fun. Oh, yeah, and it's good.
The two of them are great together.
I thought you were talking about Anchorman. And then, no, I got to see that movie.
You're talking about Elf.
Oh, I love Elf. Naomi Watts is
not
great.
Not that a breakdown of the financial situation in this country fits better at the end of The Other Guys than it would at the end of Anchorman.
Really?
At least Anchorman was about the news. Sort of.
Yeah.
Well, I got it now. I really got to see it. It's just been, I even have a physical DVD of it that I've just never gotten around to putting in. I saw Daddy's Home, is that what it was called?
Yeah.
With Wahlberg and Ferrell reunited.
Was it okay?
And I didn't love it. Love it.
I saw Diddy's Home and I loved it. It's just.
Go ahead.
The
plot.
I was giving
Kurt
the I'm not going to help you on this one.
Yeah,
look.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll just hang myself with Diddy's Home.
Puff Daddy comes back to Bad Boy Records. Nothing has changed. That was good. You guys don't know.
All right. Well, that was a wonderful discussion about cinema. Lots of good
cinema.
Things for people to check out. Yeah, The Other Guys is cinema. And now's the part of the show where Bert Kreischer could turn it off because I'm about to say, let the games begin.
Yeah!
Hey, you guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our pals at, you guessed it, Loot Crate. Loot Crate, the monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 48 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. I just opened one right here on the show. They guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme, and all items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, Who Could Forget Zelda, and many more. From bad guys doing good things for the wrong reason to good guys with questionable tactics, August is the perfect time to explore the anti-hero. Walk the hero/villain line with this 100% exclusive collection of items from DC Comics, Archer, Dark Horse, and Kill Bill that includes two great collectibles, a wearable, and of course, our monthly tee. And don't forget about that pin! Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I got Inception.
Yeah.
Inception, and it's got your face and her face, and then she gave me the, it's like a really shitty assortment of donut holes. Like, it's $1.99 because it's like powdered and shitty, but it's still cake.
Can I see those?
They're for throwaway.
Can I see those? And then I'll have one too.
I picked it for the poster. That was part of the incentive.
You want one, Kurt?
Yeah. I'm having a donut.
Are they,
what color do you want?
White. Come on. I like powdered donuts, guys, all right?
White powder.
White holes matter. White holes matter.
White powder. I love it.
Do you want one, Dan?
I'm
what's the brown one?
Do you want one, no. Eliza? You selected them and you didn't even want one?
I did it because
she
of the poster.
She bribed you with the
she
donuts.
She didn't bribe me. She made me uncomfortable. It was a difference.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to throw the rest of them.
No!
Well, she said they're for throwing, right? Did
yeah,
you say that? She said
that's
the
idea.
Get ready to be
one.
Sticky.
Here you go. Right into
Lisa,
his hand.
Thank you.
Tio wants one. Boom. I want to bat 1,000 on this. I want to hit the person every time. We're doing good so far. Who else?
So far, so good.
Okay. Oh! That one go over your head? Let's try again.
Yeah,
you don't want it off the floor. These are gross just off of my fingers, little.
I'll throw Snickers out,
there
too.
There we go. We got it.
Oh. You weren't ready for that. That just hit you in the chest.
Good old Snicker tits.
There we go. Nice, nice. A gentleman.
All right, one more gooey, disgusting donut. Further back. Is there one further back? Here we go.
Oh, Bert Kreischer's also on my poster.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we always throw donuts with Bert, it seems. All right. So, what's the name of your person you're playing for? It's not Jeff Tate, but he's on the poster.
Me?
Kurt?
Oh, me. Oh, it's Get Rich or Die Brian. That's
awesome.
And there it is.
By the way, can we talk about what a letdown that movie was as a huge fan, and I wonder if you were as well, in America? Silence. It should be silent.
It was just an oddly composed sentence.
Do you remember? It is. It was. I understand that.
But
yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah.
In America, Jim Sheridan.
Do you smell toast
movie.
Right now?
Oh, there's a movie called In America.
Yes. You don't remember this movie?
But what does that have to do with Get Rich or Die Trying?
That was the director's follow-up movie.
Really? Or that this was a disappointment in America. Like, people saw it in other box offices in Japan.
I get it. Horribly composed sentence. Totally.
Yeah, it's a show about listening.
Do you guys remember the HBO show Made in America where it was about fucking jeans?
Do you remember the movie?
Fuck that show. That show sucked.
But if we're talking movies,
Made in America.
Whoopi Goldberg and Ted Danson and Will Smith.
The sequel was Coming to America.
No, they weren't. They were unrelated.
Yep.
But okay, so Jim Sheridan,
right,
directed. He's done a bunch of great things.
Right.
My Left Foot.
Right.
Yeah, and In America.
And In America.
And then he directed Get Rich or Die Trying.
That was a follow-up.
Boom.
It was so not
too much
good.
Time in between movies.
I think. Perhaps.
Right?
How many years was it?
Like 15.
Or maybe too much 50 Cent between movies.
Yeah, yeah, it could be
like
that.
He made a 50 Cent movie. So
we worked out,
what are you
going to
do with that budget?
I appreciate it.
Dan likes it because he knows about budgets. How
good budget joke.
How much did 10 Cloverfield Lane cost to make?
Ooh. I'm a guess.
Go for it.
And I have not seen it.
Fun guess.
Yeah. I have a,
you know, mostly,
this could be a game.
It's a lot of it's in a bunker.
I haven't seen it, but I know it's mostly in a bunker. And then there's some shit at the end. I'm going to go for...
I've never heard spoilers from someone who hasn't seen the movie.
Yeah. I'm going to go for $6 million.
Wait, can we all guess? Can we all guess?
Yeah, Eliza wants to guess, but...
I know that Ghostbusters was made for $144 billion, so...
What?
I'm going to go... Sorry, read Variety. I'm going to go with... I bet you it costs $60 million to make 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Do you want to venture?
So we got 6 and 60?
I added a little T to his guess.
And you've seen 10 Cloverfield Lane, Doug?
Well, I'll just do the classic Price is Right move and guess $6 million and $1.
Fuck you. You piece of shit.
The correct answer is around 10.
Yeah. Okay, so
around 10 Cloverfield Lane $1 million. The studios like that when you put the number of what it's going to cost in the title. That's why they did not like Million Ways to Die in the West. Oh, that's pretty cheap, right? That movie costs a lot more than that. All right, we're going to play some games. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
This first little number is a game that we often play with Mark Wahlberg, but I thought, why does it just have to be Mark Wahlberg? Any one of my friends that comes on the show could help us out with this. So let's play a little game called Doing Lines with Jacob. Jacob Sieroff is here, everybody.
Hey, Doug Loves Movies. How's it going?
Frequent guest on the show and a big movie fan and prequel apologist.
Nothing to apologize for.
No, that's true. You always point that out. Yeah, you have 100% support for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you... Before we get into this game, real quickly, I just want to talk to you about... Has anyone on the panel seen Suicide Squad? I haven't seen it. Dan hasn't seen it.
Well, my children have.
None of us have seen it. But Jacob took his kids to it. How old are they?
They are almost 12 and almost 6.
I love that. Almost 6. You took a 5-year-old.
He's 6 in a month, Doug. He's 5 and 11 twelfths.
Oh, almost in the
5 and 11 twelfths.
Okay. So you took a 6-year-old to see Suicide
Squad. I did.
Squad.
Yeah, I did.
Did you have to explain the concept of suicide to a 6-year-old?
No, it doesn't come up in the movie. I mean, they say the word suicide.
But it's in the title.
Yeah, but it's, you know, he doesn't know what iron is either. He could watch Iron Man. He's fucking 5. He doesn't know shit. You know.
I see what you're saying. You're a shitty dad and he has a bad diet.
Exactly.
He doesn't know what iron is. All of his clothes are always wrinkled.
He has a deficiency, actually.
His clothes are wrinkled. So he doesn't know what iron is. So, and they liked it?
They loved it.
Loved
it. And I thought the beauty of that is that they're not jaded by the whole, like, anti-DC, the new DC universe thing. That's like kind of a thing.
Sure,
right now.
That would be my concern. Going
yeah, the people
into
just
well.
That was mine as well. Like, I don't want these kids to grow up hating DC just because they're not Disney Marvel movies, you know. And I think like I tackled that, and they love them. They love the movie.
And you loved it too?
I did too, but it's PG-13. Did you guys see the movie? It's not that. They didn't get at all freaked out, at all scared. There was no moments for. But I will say this, when I pulled up to the theater, I thought, like, this is probably the wrong time to check, but right as I parked my car, I thought, let me just look at some, what people are saying. And I Googled, like, is it cool to take to kids, like, as I'm parked in the car about to walk into the theater. And I started seeing some pretty disconcerting stuff, so I texted a friend who had seen the movie, and he was like, yeah, they probably don't do it. And I was like, well, guys, maybe we're not going to do it. And they like started crying. I was like, all right, we'll go. Let's go in. We're already here. Let's go. And but it ended up being fine. They had a great time. And I liked the movie a lot, by the way, if anybody cares.
It's probably a better option than sitting in the car, which it's is what fun, you would right. have done.
Right. Well, there's less weed in the theater. But
all right. Well, I'm glad you liked it, because I'm loath to see it, because I just
that's
worry
fun,
it'll
fun.
Make me mad.
I like all three of those movies, though. So the new DC ones, everybody hates them, but I think they're fun.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. Yeah. You liked Man of Steel.
Yeah, I like Man of Steel a lot.
Okay.
Mainly just because Henry Cavill is so fucking sexy.
But he's not in Suicide Squad.
No, he's not. His coffin is in it for a second. Spoiler alert. But he's not in it.
So they're really insisting on keeping him dead, I guess.
Yeah, well, for until the next movie.
Yeah, right.
You can't have Justice League without Henry Cavill.
What are they going to do? Superman Rises from the Dead?
I don't know how they're going to handle it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Release it on Easter?
I'm assuming. Yeah. Nice. I think they'll probably just...
Who's that guy in a cape walking out of that cave?
All right, so Jacob, thank you for being here, because Mark Wahlberg's busy, and I love this game. Jacob has not run this by me. He's going to say a line from a motion picture, and you guys just use your microphones. You can, you know, guess as often as you want until he tells you that you are correct.
Quick disclaimer, I don't do impressions, so I'm just doing this in my voice.
Sure, sure. Okay.
Time out. I don't understand the rules. He's going to say...
A line from a movie.
A line from a movie. We're just yelling titles.
Whatever. Well,
sounds,
you know,
good.
I wouldn't say help? Just guess every movie you can think of.
Look,
but
I have my own way of playing.
Try to focus on what might actually be the right answer and give it a shot.
All right, first line of this movie is... Because some damn
it's not
fool,
the first line in the movie.
It's the first line in the whole in the movie. No, it's not. Of course,
what?
The first
wait,
line.
What?
That I, no, it's not. That got confusing.
Yeah,
it's the first,
only the first line.
First line.
Jake,
I'm going to set.
You don't need to set this up as the first line. Well, the idea is you're going to say a line.
So fucked so fast.
Spice.
And then
that's the only first line I know. Spice.
And then they're going to guess. We might need to go to another line, but there's no reason to bring that up unless that's necessary.
You're right. I'm confident that'll happen. And I'd also like to say I'm not Mark Wahlberg. I've never done this before. And
has Mark Wahlberg really been here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he. He usually does the lines, and
so awesome.
I was like, people love that, so I'm going to have some.
The beginning is a very delicate time. I'm just doing lines for movies now.
What's that from?
That's from
that?
Dune. The beginning is a, no.
Oh, of course it is.
The beginning is a very delicate
Can't
time.
Can't believe
and
I didn't know that.
Spice.
Dune.
Yeah.
Dune.
Sorry. Let's
All right,
go.
Here we go, Jacob.
Well, I was going to do Dune, so you just fucked it up.
Yeah! No, I didn't fuck it up. I won it.
He already won, yeah.
He won.
He's the winner.
All right, here's the first line. The line. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I just know nobody's going to get it.
Wait, it's the only line?
It's part of the game.
It's one of the lines. I told him to pick a movie that only has one line.
I'm confident that I'll get through a few lines.
It's my senior year film.
Is part of the game that he doesn't know the game.
Okay.
All right.
First line, two syllables.
Because some damn fool accused you of being the best.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
Jerry Maguire.
No. So that's a black person you're imitating.
Well,
so
how do you know
he said he doesn't do impressions, but
well,
it did sound kind of black.
Not the way white people talk.
So I kind of sound like that anyway.
Predator.
Predator?
You fucking got it.
That's it! Dan Trachtenberg!
Wow. Oh.
And then they clasp hands.
And I say I didn't. They did. And then he says, "CIA got to push it to me."
Is it a black person saying the line?
Yeah, it's Carl Weathers.
Yeah.
But I had these. I was sure nobody was going to get that. That's why I opened with the first. And I was going to do the.
Yeah.
I had the big pussy joke.
Starring
that's
Shane
why,
Black.
That's why I was like, you don't have to say more than one line, probably.
Yeah, fuck.
I thought.
But I really wanted to do
this. Really good
wait,
panel.
That might be the first line of the movie.
No, it's not.
No, that's not the rules. You can't do the first.
I know. But I was so confident nobody would get it, and I was going to do the. You know the guy that does the two big pussies. Is it Shane Black that does the jokes about that? I think it is. But the
about
big
pussies?
Pussy, the big pussy jokes about my girlfriend's got a big pussy. You know,
it's like a lot of comics
two jokes.
Do those jokes.
I thought I considered opening with that and I said, no way, I'll just do this thing and then I'll build to the pussy jokes, to the big pussy jokes.
Yeah, and then you didn't even get to the big pussy.
Killed it. Killed it.
Sorry, I ruined your pussy
jokes.
No, it's
fine. It's look it up on YouTube. There's like great pussy jokes in Predator. I'm sure they're online.
But here's the exciting Predator news. Next one, written and directed by Shane Black.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah,
amazing.
And I love every movie he's directed, so I'm very, very psyched.
Can't reprise his role because he was killed.
She's got a Predator fact.
I can do an impression of Predator having not really ever seen the movies.
Oh,
without
sorry.
Having seen them.
Like the, of the Predator.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good. That's pretty fucking good. That's pretty good.
That's got to be worth half a point or something.
Did you make that noise at some point and someone said, that sounds just like the Predator?
No, I heard Predator, and then years later I made the noise and I was like, I sound like Predator. It's going in the act.
Is it like Predator is the one that has a mouth that's like a vagina dentata?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's like that.
But that does describe
which means no worries.
That was actually...
Oh, man. I want to see a cut. I want to see a cut of The Lion King where everybody's vagina dentata.
It's just eating everything.
Vagina dentata ain't no big thing. There it goes. Thank you, Jacob Sirov.
Thanks, everybody.
Whoa. Hey, before you go, Jacob.
What's up?
You got any dates coming up? Any stand-up dates or anything?
Fuck. Well, can I plug the thing?
You might be participating in the Rock Interruption on Saturday in San Francisco at the Castro.
2 days, we're going to be doing that.
Yeah.
The
what else? Anything else?
And then
coming
I got
up?
September 26th and 27th. I'm at the Punchline in San Francisco with my friend Kasim Bentley. We're still doing our racist crowd work team act. He's black. I'm a Jew, and it's really funny.
Just get up there and they're as
it's
racist
dueling
as possible.
Racist crowd work for an hour. It's great.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jacob Sirov.
Right. Punchline, San Francisco. Thanks, guys.
All right, Dan, you did it. You won that game, so that means you get to go first in our next game. And since Eliza did such a great Predator impression... Oh, is Blanche...
What are you doing?
Is Blanche okay? Blanche!
Okay, it doesn't
all
sound
right.
Like it.
Okay. She's back there barking. Why would your dog be barking?
Because they're doing something to
what
her.
What are they doing to your dog back there?
I don't know.
Is there an intruder or something?
What kind of person am I?
What person is that does that?
What? My finger was dirty.
Gross.
Okay, so this next game we're going to play is kind of unusual because a lot of times we close with this game, but I'm putting it up in the middle. Last Man Stanton, everybody. I'm going to get the name. I've pre-selected someone from the audience. A few people tweeted me today saying they've got a great suggestion for this game, so I'm going to go to a person in the audience. They're going to name an actor or actress. You've done this, Kurt.
We'll see.
Don't look at me like you have actor or actress, and I'll play along. We take turns naming films that person is in. If you cannot think of one, you're out.
All right.
And I'll try to remember to make that noise. And then shut your mouth about lifelines. I decide if there's lifelines. And there are none.
Good, you kid.
Yeah, you're on your own this time.
All right.
We'll start with Dan and go to Eliza and then Kurt and then me. And can't think of one, you're out. And the person in the audience that I found on Twitter is, I hope I get this right, I Disney? IG one?
TGI Disney?
TGI.
No, that's not it.
Thank God it's Disney.
Thank God it's Disney.
Thank
is
God
that
it's
what that
Disney.
Stands for?
Yeah, it's a podcast. My fiance.
You and your fiance have a podcast called Thank God It's Disney?
Yeah.
And what happens on that podcast?
Can I guess before he says? You watch.
Sure.
You watch.
Like to just create side games because you're so shitty at the real ones.
Yeah, no shit. I got to get my stuff in when I can. You watch horribly depressing films and then you kind of talk about how you'd make them Disney. Like if you watched that movie about the clown who molests people and also teach computer science, like then he would actually be a really good clown.
Wait, what movie is that?
Finding the Friedmans?
Capturing the Friedmans.
Yeah. See, this is why I'm terrible at all these movie games.
I did not know there were clowns involved in Capturing the Friedmans.
Yeah, one of them is he dresses up as a child's clown. Yeah.
I saw it too, so.
And I've seen him multiple times at the Magic Castle. Okay, moving on.
I like the expression child's clown.
Yeah, it's not like a professional
I'm not a
clown.
Child's clown. I work exclusively for adults.
I'm a serious clown.
I clown for people over 18.
All right, so TGI Disney is the podcast. How? Where can people listen to it?
On iTunes.
It's on iTunes, strangely enough, with all the other podcasts. And so he guessed wrong, obviously.
Yes.
So what is it actually about?
We watch and review episodes of TGIF sitcoms from the 90s that went to
what?
Oh, my God, I love that.
All right, let me repeat it for the listeners. They watch and talk about sitcoms, TGI Friday sitcoms. Those were all produced by Disney? That's why you call it TGI Disney?
Yeah, it was owned by ABC.
ABC owns it.
Okay. It's Friday night, and the mood is right. Going to have some fun, show how it's done. TGIF. Nice.
Yeah.
People really grew up on that shit. So it was like Full House in its dying days was TGI Friday.
Yeah,
Dinosaurs.
Family Matters.
Family Matters.
Oh, the dinosaur, not the mama.
Step by step.
Step by step.
Awesome.
What was the one Jay Moore was on with Hilary Swank? What was that
million
called?
Million dollar
was,
comic standing.
That was in there on Fridays for a minute. Okay, well that sounds like misleading title for your podcast.
It's weird. It's a weird title.
Really thought you were going to talk about Disney shit, but I guess that is Disney shit.
They go to a Disney park, yeah.
Okay. all right. So then you wrote to me on Twitter saying I've got a perfect name or I've got a name for Last Man Standing, and then you also added that that I'll understand why it's such a great name once you say it or something like that.
Well, I was going to say Seth Rogen because it's almost the 3-year anniversary of the.
Oh, he's going to call it Seth Rogen because 3 years ago we started this game and the first person whose name we used was Seth Rogen. But that, of course, would break the I'd rather you give us a name we haven't played before rule. So what are you going to say instead?
Robin Williams.
Like, people made me play him like a few days after he died, I think. And like that's a weird thing that happens. Like every time somebody dies, shortly thereafter, somebody suggests him for Last Man Standing. But I'm not against it if you guys aren't against it. Kurt's already looking around like Robin Williams. I mean, it's been
both?
A few years. I can't remember what he was in.
We do both of them?
Do both of them.
Yeah, because I had some all set up for Seth Rogen after they
you
said
You were psyched
it.
For Seth Rogen?
Yeah, and then they said Robin Williams, and I'm going to lose. And I don't want to lose. Okay, pick. I don't care.
You might not lose. We'll see what happens. Start with Dan.
Toys. Yeah, start obvious, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think most of what he's in is pretty obvious.
I'm going to go big. Mrs. Doubtfire, dear. Eugenia Doubtfire. Mrs. Doubtfire.
All right. Somebody throw a piece of fruit at Eliza right now.
Don't. I can't.
Then
see.
She can go. It was a drive-by fruiting.
It was a drive-by fruiting. Oh, I saw him.
Kurt, what do you got? Any Robin Williams movie?
I mean, I know the movie.
Oh.
Good Will Hunting.
Okay.
Oh, fuck God. Thank God.
Wow, you made it through the first round. He's been in like 50 famous movies, and you did it.
I feel proud of myself. Thank you.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and knock off. We've already got a few out there that have been mentioned, so we might as well bang those out. Aladdin.
Great.
Yeah.
Patch Adams.
Dead Poets Society.
How great is the... It took a long time for it to happen, but how great was the Dead Poets Society parody on SNL? Where they're all standing up on the desk, and then one of them gets his head chopped off by the ceiling fan. Sketch spoiler. All right, Kurt. Eliza's already stressing about the next one.
I mean, it's that movie where he's a robot, and they just kind of sprayed him like the Tin Man. And they're just like, well, I'll have the Tin Man be a robot, but like the name of the movie is escaping me, and the only thing I think is Mr. Tomorrow.
That's what they should have called it.
So I guess.
But
I'm
that's
out.
Really you want to just. Take it on Mr. Tomorrow. That's amazing. I mean, it's almost like a skill in and of itself, being so unaware of the films of Robin Williams.
It's not that it's unaware. It's like, imagine a bottleneck, and then once a game is started, yes. Everything becomes a bottleneck for me, and I'm like... Like, I can't say things that I know. Like, I'll literally get off the stage and I'll be like, as I'm driving home.
Oh, well, as you're driving home. Because I was going to say, if you want to get off the stage for a second, like, walk into the green room and then it'll hit you. Like, oh, I should have said, and run back out and say it.
Peter Pan.
No.
Hook, hook, hook. You know, the movie based on Peter Pan.
What was it called?
Hook.
Yes. All right. He did it. All right. I will say a title that has become extra dated because it's not really a thing anymore. 24-hour photo.
Ooh, that was a good one. It was so he's so creepy.
You're wrong.
With the blonde
wrong.
Hair.
You're What's wrong. It called?
It's called 1 hour photo.
1 hour
Oh my
God.
Oh
my God. Yeah, why would it 24-hour photo? Yeah. What the fuck?
I love how none of us caught that but you. That's we're like, yeah, 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, you know, time. Dan is really an expert on movies that begin with a number.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
It's a great movie, actually. Very good movie.
They're alphabetized, strangely, the number
in?
Of movies. Because, like, you're
right.
in the T section, you're not
in?
Where wow. 10 is.
Said,
you're
tomorrow.
You're at the very
you're,
top.
Right, where numbers.
Where they start with numbers, yeah. Right.
He was thinking of Bicentennial Man.
Yeah, he was. Which is what I should have just fucking said instead of 24-hour photo.
Also, if they named Bicentennial Man Mr. Tomorrow, I think it would have done better.
It worked for Mr. Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland is a weird movie because it's all
right?
about George Clooney wanted to fuck a 13-year-old. All right, moving on.
That's what that was about?
Yeah. Have you not seen it?
You can't name Robin Williams movies, but you know the storyline of Tomorrowland?
Yeah. Okay. I'm on planes a lot.
All right. Eliza, what do you got?
No, it's his turn.
What? He just said.
What'd you say?
He said Bicentennial Man.
Which oh, I thought you were correcting. Okay, got it. Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
With Honors.
No,
he's not in there.
And what is it?
That's Joe Pesci.
Fuck you. What's it not? What is it?
I got. I think I know what. I think I know what it's called.
What
is it
really?
Called? Is it called?
Wait.
Good Morning Vietnam.
What's going on?
That's
what?
Great movie.
I know. It's
Brendan Fraser. With Brendan Fraser, and Moira. Kelly.
I had that one. I had it locked and ready, and I was gonna impress you with this. Who,
and Joe
one?
Pesci is
right,
the guy.
Settle down.
Well, I think you're thinking of Dead Poets Society and Good
no,
Morning.
No, I'm not thinking of Dead Poets Society or Good Morning Vietnam. Those are two vastly different movies.
All right. Well, it's back to Dan.
I'm not wrong. I'm going to find a phone.
Shit. I was going to say Good Morning Vietnam.
You got another one.
I'm sure I've got another one.
Yeah, it's Robin Williams.
It's Robin Williams.
He was in...
Oh, Insomnia.
Insomnia, yeah. There you go. That's another one where he was a creepy character.
Can I just ask
played
a question?
A couple of creeks.
Can I ask a question creeps. About me being out?
Yeah.
The Madonna song that was like, and
with Honors. Yeah, totally.
Am I the only person to ever mistake Joe Pesci for Robin Williams?
I think so. Especially now. Kurt, you got another one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do. It's coming at you.
I'm really
Patch Adams.
Yeah. We already said Patch Adams.
What, Patch Adams?
She said it.
Oh, Jesus.
Settle. I got this.
Patch Adams 2? Is that a movie? No?
I hope it isn't. I don't think it is. If it is, it went straight
to
home
video. I mean, I've guessed multiple times incorrectly.
Yeah, no, you
okay, I'm still in.
You held in pretty good, but I'd like to, just say one that's real.
I'm trying.
No guesses. Just think of one.
That's all I got in my life at this point in these games is guesses. I got educated guesses.
You mentioned a profession earlier. I'm going to give him clues just because Dan's going to win anyway. You mentioned a profession earlier that he played in one of his films. Oh, no, he didn't play that. He was something else, but he was in a movie with that.
I have one.
Eliza's got one, but she's out. Yeah, okay.
I'll give you a clue.
All right, use your microphone voice.
The title. I'll give you a clue. The title of the movie is also in French. It's also a play.
Oh, La Cage aux Folies?
That counts.
The Birdcage. The Birdcage.
That's right.
This is the worst tribute to a great artist. Dan, you got another one?
Jack.
Ooh. Yeah. Is that the one where he's like the big kid?
Mm-hmm.
Ages backwards.
Yep, with J-Lo was in
Benjamin
there.
Button.
Oh yeah, wait, no.
No, he wasn't aging backwards. He was just growing up too fast.
Yeah.
But staying childlike.
Yeah.
Which is a description of Robin Williams.
Aw.
Aw. Kurt, you got another one?
Birdcage 2.
Christ.
The prequel. The prequel. Before they were in the cage.
This clock in the over here is freaking me out because it says it's 3:02.
We've been here for 13 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I just got to guess.
Now it says 3:03.
I just got to guess.
There's another big one.
There's another big one.
There's another like.
That's the movie.
Yeah.
There's a few there's big a ones. Yeah. He's been in some movies, that guy.
Goodfellas.
I believe it, and I feel bad. I'd like to. First off, I'd like to apologize to not only Robin Williams, but all of Robin Williams' fans. All right? It's not my fault. I'm just very dumb. God damn, I want to say a word. Just give me a year.
Why would that
so
help?
Give me a year. Oh, is he 19... in? Is he in? Is he in The Toy?
No.
No.
It's Richard, Pryor.
With Richard Pryor.
Jackie
but who's
Gleason.
The, who's the white
racist
guy?
Movie.
Jackie Gleason. Well, that was my guess. The Toy.
All right. No. Well,
that's a weird guess.
Is look
of all the movies.
Dan, do you have one more to rub it in?
Jumanji.
Of course.
Look, I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry.
But here's the part where you really get humiliated.
Yeah.
Because the audience is going to tell us what titles we missed.
Here we go.
Lover.
What dreams may come. Night at the Museum.
All of the Night of the Museums. Flubber.
Death to Smoochie.
Man of the Year. World's Greatest Dad.
Popeye,
I should have gotten.
What dreams may come.
Mm-hmm. AI.
Father's Day, wasn't he? AI.
Father's
AI.
Day.
God damn it. AI. Is Bicentennial Man
he
and
wasn't
AI.
In AI.
Oh, he wasn't.
He's not in AI. He's not in AI.
What, Awakenings, right?
Mr. Pig.
Awakenings with De Niro.
Citizen Kane.
World according to Garp.
Of course. I discovered masturbation to that movie.
That's why you don't remember that one. Yeah.
Gateway. That's it, though.
Hudson. Moscow and the
Hudson. Moscow and the Hudson.
The Final Cut. Fisher
the Final Cut.
Oh, yeah. The Final Cut is
Fisher
not
King.
Super great.
Yeah. Shakes the Clown.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
He plays a mime.
Yeah.
He's a mime, yeah. He's in a few of the Bobcat Goldthwait joints. All right. Well, that was we did a pretty good job clearing that up. And cool. Dan is killing it. He's dominating.
I'm really good about this.
Feeling so good.
Very happy I came tonight.
Yeah, I'm very glad that you're here.
Good to have you.
I have to feel that that's an indictment of me. It's good to have somebody who knows what the fuck they're talking about. One person.
Finally on this damn show. This is a game I love playing, and it's going to be it's for all the marbles, as they say. It's Jason and Deb's IMDb game. And I should have mentioned this before the last game, but this is bad news for Kurt and for Eliza, because for winning the last game, Dan gets 1 point in this game. He's already up 1 point.
This is just, that's like a big commentary on what's wrong with our society. The people with advantages already get more advantages. I mean, the people who need
it's
more
true.
Are getting, we're getting a shit start.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're the original Bernie bro.
With honors. Yeah.
All right, so I love that with honors. You were so certain.
I never believed anything more in my life than that was the right answer. Still do.
Here's how this game works. You know, IMDb.
Yeah.
They like to list four projects that a person that they say is most known for at the top of their IMDb page for every actor and actress.
And it's a complicated algorithm that they, it's not just the most popular movies or the award nominated ones or the most searched on IMDb. It's a combination of all those things and a few other elements. And here's another element that makes this game extra crazy. Now they're making it on IMDb so that you can select your own top four on your page. I'm sure a lot of big stars are not, you know, Robert Redford's not sitting around going, what should I put in my top four? But, and I don't know why you would sound like that. But so it's a really hard to, you know, figure out exactly.
Has that been implemented yet?
Or? I, it's either about to be or it has been, okay. But I'm not sure.
Got it.
And the topic is boring to Eliza, so.
She's just yawning.
Yeah.
They didn't need to know at home that I yawn. You'd have to throw me under the bus without honors.
You see that? No honors for you. All right, so here's how this game works. I'm going to say the first of a person's top four, and then you can jump in, buzz in with your own name.
Okay.
You say your own name if you think you
Kurt Brown
want, if you want to guess. You don't have to say the whole thing, but
I'll just say you say your own name. It's a good bit, guys. All right. It's a good bit that nobody liked. Go fuck yourselves. You can jump in with your own name.
I state your name. I state your name. Yeah, you'll jump in with your name. And here's the thing, though. If you try to guess what actor I'm talking about on the very first movie I say, it could be any of the other actors in that film. You're really taking a chance. Oh, yeah. And you get penalized for being wrong. You get -1 point. But if you jump in at any point, first movie, second movie, third movie, and you get it right, then you alone get the chance to get bonus points for each additional film that you can guess correctly that's in that person's top four. And it's not always films. Sometimes it's TV shows. And in my case, I think a film festival might be in my top four.
Question.
A comedy festival, Bridgetown. What?
Is this the last game? Because strategy-wise, sometimes it might, if I just yell them, if there's no game after this, where I can
this
win.
This is it. That right. I forgive, you may not be familiar with the expression, this is for all the marbles. But that's what I meant. This
it's
is,
like
this
an old Mexican
it.
Saying.
But if you buzz in, if you buzz in, you can, that's it. That's your only guess. You don't get to re-buzz.
No, yeah, for that particular round.
Right,
yeah, you
copy.
Just get to guess.
And it's only actors.
So that's why you should probably wait for two movies, because if it's two movies, you
right.
can
Do you hear
you
how
know,
we say copy?
Narrow it
it's
down.
A director thing. It's an on-set term. It's like copy. Just letting these guys know. I heard that. I'm a real director. That's what him. That's my impression of him.
I love
copy
when
that.
People say on walkie-talkies, what's your 20?
Dude.
Like that's some sort of quick and easy way to say, where are you? All right.
That's funny.
So Dan has 1 point already, and we're playing to most points. So most points after 5 rounds. And I've got a tiebreaker just in case we need it.
Okay.
This first film for this person is Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Okay.
It's got a lot of people in it.
Oh.
So you can buzz in and try to get those 3 bonus points, or you can wait for the next title. All right, the next title. Yeah, get that mic ready, Dan. Is Juno.
Michael Cera.
That's his name. Eliza. Michael Cera.
Eliza gets the point.
Because you didn't say your name. You're busy making jokes about
Buzz
your name.
Buzz in with your
I have
own
to say
name.
My name.
Yeah, that's what all that conversation we had about.
I was making a. All right, yeah. See, I didn't understand
Class
from the
clown.
Beginning.
And the kicker is I had Michael Cera's face in my mind. I couldn't remember his name. And then you said it, and I stole it. I stole your answer. I feel good about that.
Good, because, I feel good about that,
that's
too.
That's good competitive play. Michael Phelps would do the same thing to get the gold. So there's 2 movies remaining in Michael Cera's top 4. And so you get to have 2 guesses, and if you get either of them right, each are worth a point.
What?
Just Eliza.
I'm guessing the movies that he's been in?
Yes.
He in his top 4.
2 more movies.
Man.
Dan understands this. He's directing her. So name two
Do
more.
Do you copy?
No, I copy.
Yeah. Name 2 more Michael Cera movies.
Yep. Superbad?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a Michael Cera movie, and name another one.
Yeah. I'm just looking like I'm thinking. I'm not really. Stop looking at me. Hold on.
Stop looking at me. You should open your stand-up with that.
What is it? Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist? I almost said Mick and Marty's.
I love that movie, by the way. Great movie.
And she just guessed the exact two remaining.
Thank you.
And in the right order, even.
Do I get extra point?
Wow.
Extra point for the order.
You got two points
Mick
for that.
Mick and Marty's Infinite Playlist.
Yeah.
You can see them at the Dresden.
So Eliza has three. Dan has one.
Let's not drag Kurt's name
into this.
Feels pretty bad, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Stings a little bit.
Yeah, get used to it.
But buzz in with your own name.
Got it.
Yeah.
I now completely understand.
All right.
I should stop checking out halfway through. All right.
Have another sip of vodka.
It's already gone.
Be pretty.
Can somebody make him a new cocktail?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, here's the first movie in somebody's top four on IMDb, 21 Jump Street.
Ooh. Is there a theme? Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Interesting.
The second movie, The Wolf of Wall Street.
Kurt Brownell.
He said his full name again.
Yeah.
You could just say
Kurt Brownell or Jonah Hill.
No!
Yes, that's right.
Okay, can I just say that I yelled out Jonah Ray, who is in none of these movies, but we're at Meltdown.
Yeah, so it makes sense.
Up. Next three in the line.
Blanche is barking again.
Next three in the line.
Can she just...
No, we've already said two of them, so there's two remaining.
Stop barking.
There's two remaining.
And you get two guesses.
Super bad.
Let's just have Blanche come out
here.
Come here, Blanche.
Come here. Let's go. I'm right here.
Come on, Blanche.
I'm right here for you.
What's wrong with this fucking dog? Come on, Blanche. There you go. I think she's going to scare the shit out of her dog if she screams like that again. Aww. Hey, Blanche.
She's fine.
All right, she can't help you, though. All right, you get Kurt gets 1 point for buzzing in first, but now you got to name two more Jonah Hill movies.
And the one that was already mentioned doesn't count.
The two that were already mentioned are off the table. You cannot just repeat them. You need two more Jonah Hill films.
You said Wolf of Wall Street and...
21 Jump Street.
And 21 Jump Street. Super Bad.
Okay, and one more.
But I already said that one earlier for the other guy.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he can't have it in his top four.
And another Jonah Hill movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, War
so
Dogs
excited.
Is coming out soon.
So excited to say another one. Just, you know, taking my time getting there for a second.
All right, time's up.
Okay.
Eliza.
Can
I jump in?
No, you can't.
Did I get one extra point for at least Superbad?
Superbad is correct.
All right.
Yes. And then the other one, 22 Jump Street.
Oh.
Pretty much handed you that one.
Yeah.
With the original 21 Jump Street. All right, so this is a very competitive game we got going here. Eliza has three, Kurt has two, and Dan has one. Say your own first name when you think you want to guess.
Are you looking at me again? I said my full first name. I'm the only one
your
who thinks who's done it right.
Your first name is Kurt Brownoller?
Kurt Brownoller.
Is your first name.
Yeah, my last name is so complicated, I've taken it out. It's Kurt Brownoller Schwiehakensweeten Sonnenjungfein.
Welcome to IKEA.
Thank you.
All right. First up for this next actor, Frida.
Eliza.
Okay, she's jumping in early. What's your guess?
I'm just going to go Selma Hayek.
That's correct.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, so now you can get three bonus points with three more Selma Hayek.
Okay, I'm
vehicles.
Really don't know her to be in very many films, so I'm going to go with the only one I can think of.
Yeah, she's best
right
known
now.
For her TV work.
Yes, so I'm going to go with, I can't think of that many. Fools Rush In.
Two more.
Okay.
Oh.
Blanche is very disappointed.
Crying is the way you buy time?
Was she like a mistress in a movie or something? Or like a,
maybe.
She like a...
She's an actress.
Fuck off, Mom.
That's your last one, dude. I don't know why you're saying shit.
What about let's celebrate all of her amazing work on 30 Rock.
Okay. That could possibly be in the top four.
Can I get a hint?
No, that's
nice?
Not how it works.
I don't know.
You're way in the lead here.
You're desperate for a hint.
Yeah.
Desperate.
I heard you and I am processing. Right. Desperado.
All right, that's another one. So how many have you guessed so far? Two. Fools Rush In, Desperado, one more.
Yep, and she was in the movie about vampires.
Okay, you can't.
I'm thinking out loud.
No, I know.
I can't think out loud.
I get what you're doing, but as soon as you do that, somebody in the audience decides to answer it for some reason.
Okay, but they haven't. I won't look.
Looking has nothing to do with what people in the audience might say.
I'm not looking, and I want to say the vampire movie is from Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah. That is a vampire movie in which she appears, but Fools Rush In and From Dusk Till Dawn are not in her top four on IMDb, and Desperado is. So you get one more point for that. And then she was also listed for Puss in Boots and Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Oh, that was a good movie where Johnny Depp's like blind.
Mm-hmm.
Saw that.
Yeah.
So
wait, he's not blind.
She definitely added Puss in Boots to her own thing. That's
you think so?
Why would you put that one? Fools Rush In was her.
Well, I mean, Puss in Boots was certainly. I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of the top grossing things she's been in.
Yeah, she keeps calling her agent. Put P&B on IMDb.
I just want to say I didn't think I knew any Selma Hayek movies, and the fact that I got From Dusk Till Dawn, you guys have no idea how much that means to me.
Yeah, and Eliza, you can relax a little bit. You're way ahead now.
Never relax.
Okay.
Stay uptight.
Never
That's
relax.
How you stay young.
Stay frosty.
Wait, I want to make sure that you're just not playing because you feel bad for us.
No. In fact, I'm deeply regretting giving her a hint for the one
thing.
I don't know why I.
Yeah, I didn't know why
in
that
retrospect,
happened either.
They don't
I
have
no
to
idea.
Know.
Don't know yeah. All right. You know, when somebody's got a dog in their lap, they're very sympathetic. Yeah. Oh. Oh, gosh. Blanche is just like, give her another hint.
I want it to be over. I want to go home.
All right, here we go. Next round.
Okay.
First movie is called Your Highness. Not a bad time to jump in early to try to catch up to Eliza. Dan would
Dan,
be your name?
Dan, James Franco.
Oh!
It sucks, it hurts.
Sorry, it's
it
not
hurts.
James Franco.
Now, does that mean Dan's out?
For this round,
okay,
yes.
Probably for the best.
It's better for him to give you clues from an out position.
Never happened.
The second film is Pineapple Express.
Kurt.
Who is it?
Danny.
Now I know I told you I just want first names when you buzz in, but now I'm going to need a last name.
Danny McBrier.
Oh no!
So close.
Danny McBren.
Danny
McBride.
Yeah. McBride is right. Yes, McBride.
My brain works on sounds and not on images.
It's the easiest
or
last
words.
Name.
All right. Can you name two more Danny McBride movies?
So far we got Your Highness or My Highness and Pineapple Express.
Mm-hmm.
Next one up for a classic Danny McBride film, of course, would be the movie where at the end the big barn explodes and everything. Everybody's in it.
Barn.
Ooh. No, that's probably Pineapple Express, isn't it? Oh, well, his first movie, Kung Fu...
No.
Nope.
Oh, no. I see what you're doing.
What? His first movie's about a Kung
Fu... Right.
Is it Kung Fu Danny? Nope.
Oh, he's also in. Is he also? Nope. He's not 21 Jump Street either. Just seen so many of his movies. I love him so much. Oh, East Side and Down. Right? It's gotta be.
You're like my dad. Blockbusters and Best Buys and like.
Is it called The East Side?
Do you
and
have
Down?
One more? Do you have one? Do you have one more guess besides Eastbound and Down?
Yeah. Which is a TV show?
Because that's one guess.
Okay, Eastbound and Down.
We are?
And Principals.
Oh, I should have gotten it.
It's Vice Principals.
Wait, can I give him a hint? Because Dan gave me a hint. Can I give him a hint?
No, I'm rolling this thing along. We got a game to finish here. And that doesn't matter. Eastbound and Down is in the top four.
But I want to guess based on just this. She's just doing this. I'm going to say Magic Mike.
So you get a point for Eastbound and Down.
Uh-huh.
And then he was also the fourth title in his top four is This is the End.
Very fun, famous,
very fun movie. Apocalypse movie. All right, so Liza has six.
And Foot Fist Way was what you were.
I was doing Tropic Thunder.
Fist Way.
This was Tropic Thunder.
Kung Fu Danny.
Yeah. And Kurt has 5 points, so he's just 1 point behind Eliza.
This is amazing.
This is the most amazing numbers considering what everyone actually knows up here. It's not reflecting the actual knowledge. So, Dan, this is the last one, so if you want a chance at tying it up...
I have to guess on the first name.
You have to, and then right. You still won't win. No. But it's worth a shot. Just for whatever.
Yeah. I understand.
Is Blanche ready?
She's always ready. Or sleeping.
Fight Club.
Dan.
I'll give you a quick clue. It's not Meatloaf.
Oh, man.
But it's interesting because the theme is there are these comedians of our time.
Yeah, Salma Hayek's one of the funniest.
Oh, right. Okay, never mind. I just feel like it's not the two leads. I'm going to go with mistake for not doing that. Helena Bonham Carter.
Incorrect. Thank you.
Try to go big.
Thank you for swinging. Do either of you guys want
Ed
to buzz
Norton.
In?
Eliza.
God damn it.
I've seen you on At Midnight. I think we've even been on it together. You don't like yell out an answer and then hit your buzzer.
I can't explain it.
All right, Eliza.
But I didn't want to go. I just didn't want him to go. But now I have to go. I'll go with Ed Norton.
Ed Norton is correct. And it doesn't matter what other movies he was in, because at 7 points, Eliza is unreachable. So she is the winner of the game and of the entire show tonight. The remaining three titles in his top four are American History X.
That was my first guess.
Which I didn't see American History 1-9, but I heard this one was really good. And
you mean you haven't seen American History I through I V V V? Oh fuck me! V I I I I.
V V V V.
I X.
Oh X I.
I X.
I'm dyslexic too. Fuck me! Gonna kill myself.
The Illusionist and The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, he was that.
Yeah. Classic, so I would imagine Norton.
I would imagine Edward Norton did not pick his top four. He probably would have put that movie about cholera in there. So that means Eliza's a winner. And who are you playing for, Eliza?
I was playing for Jen.
Jen, right here from St. Louis. She gets to bring all this stuff back home with her. And you want your name tag back too, Jen?
Yeah, take your thing.
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
And is there no shithead on the back of
Kurt's? No, there isn't.
Yeah, okay, we gotta work that
out.
But
wait, I can imagine, because there is a name back here.
No, don't imagine anything. But I don't know what this new trend is of going to the trouble of making a name tag and then not writing a shithead on the back. Where is this person? Where are you at? Do you want to come up here and write something down, or do you want to yell it out, or whatever's going to be quickest?
Drunk supporters.
Okay. Fair enough. Dan Trachtenberg, everybody. Nothing you could tell us about other than watch your episode of Black Mirror.
October 21st, they all come out, the next season.
The whole season. And yeah. Which one is yours in
the sixth
series?
One, the last one, the sixth.
The episode final six. Episode. They like get to London and direct our final episode of yeah. the season. Can you say if there's going to be more?
Yeah, this is the first. There's two batches of six. So okay. This is, yeah, there'll be another right. batch.
They're doing it like Walking Dead style or whatever. Just sort of, yeah. Trickling them out or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Thank you so much for being here, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, awesome.
A lot of fun.
Eliza Schlesinger, what do you got coming up?
You guys can check out my digital series. It's called Forever 31, and it's on ABC's app. Go to the app, and you can watch my show. You got to go to the app on the Apple Store, ABC app, Forever 31, or just Google it. And we already got a second season, so don't be behind. And then you can check out my new Netflix special, September 23rd, on Netflix.
What's that one called?
It's called Confirm Kills. And I did it.
Kurt Braunohler.
I'm recording my hour special for Comedy Central on September 24th at Revolution Hall in Portland.
Great wow. venue.
Where can people go to get tickets to that?
The internet.
I love it. And I, like I said, I'm going to be at the Castro Theater in San Francisco this Saturday. So see you soon, San Francisco. And one more time for all of my guests, Kurt Braunohler, Eliza Schlesinger, and Dan Trachtenberg. And as always, Trump supporters are a shithead. But hang on, it gets more political. People who eat too loud are shitheads. Thanks again to our friends at Loot Crate, the monthly subscription box for geeks, gamers, and pop culture nerds. From bad guys doing good things for the wrong reason to good guys with questionable tactics, August is the perfect time to explore the anti-hero. Walk the hero/villain line with this 100% exclusive collection of items from DC Comics, Archer, Dark Horse, and Kill Bill that includes two great collectibles, a wearable, and of course our monthly tee. Don't forget that pin! You only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Cry me a river. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room